Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready. Hi guys, welcome back. Happy Monday.
Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
Your favourite podcast.
Probably not.
Probably not, but...
probably your least favourite option. It's probably because it's the only one that comes out on a Monday.
No, stop that.
let's get out the positivity.
For once, we're actually filming on a Monday. Like, this is...
yes.
We're in your position. Like, you could be listening to this on the train.
This is a Monday morning.
You could be listening to this while getting ready.
Yeah.
You could be getting ready for a date. You could be...
trying to get some advice before the big date.
Type you up.
Yeah. Hype you up. Yeah.
To get you ready.
I wonder what
you
said then. I thought you said type you up. No. I was like, okay.
There's no typing going on.
No, I didn't know what you were saying then. How was your weekend?
Mine.
Yes.
Or I thought you was asking the...
no, they can't respond.
I was about to say viewers, but you're not even watching. You're listening.
Listeners.
The listeners.
The listeners.
My weekend was good. I always forget what I've done.
Because we do niche.
No, it's because my brain doesn't work.
So like, I literally do nothing.
What did I even do this weekend? Saturday, I did something, but I can't remember. Sunday, I did something, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Friday, I remember.
That's the only day you have recollection of.
Saturday, the blur. What did I can't even remember what I did Saturday. What have you done this weekend?
Niche.
The only, that's my favourite word.
I have a little story time. It's really not that interesting. I'm going to tell it anyway. Because it's a bit freaky.
Oh,
bit
is it
paranormal.
Is it a ghost story?
It's not a ghost story, but
oh
it's
my god,
kind
Grace
of,
literally sees ghosts.
I literally see ghosts all the time.
Have you not got a video about it on your second channel?
I do.
Go and watch if you want to hear
on
it.
On Simply
Grace.
There's a whole video on it.
Maybe one day you can share it. Maybe the starting 15 minutes can always be Grace shares her ghost story.
Yeah, if you guys want that, I can do like a whole ghost thing. But actually, do you know what's weird?
We run out of boys to talk about. If we get boyfriends,
we'll just do a ghost episode.
Podcast.
No, but I actually haven't had that many ghost experiences since I filmed that video, which makes me think that, like, the ghosts know.
Maybe they know that they don't want you talking about them.
It's like weird. Like, ever since I filmed that, I don't know, I've not had a lot of experiences.
It's
but anyway.
Weird.
So I was getting changed the other day, and I had like, a shooting pain on, like, my hip slash ass. Like, a shooting pain. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I just ignored it. And then I'd like, got change again later in the day and I was like, oh my god, it really, really hurts.
A shooting pain.
And I look at my like bum slash like hip area, I've got two like massive scratches on my body and I've got zero recollection of how I got them. Do you not think that's weird?
Oh my god.
Let me show Grace. You guys obviously can't see
Are
them.
They like deep scratches?
I'll show you. Look.
Oh my god, they're actually really bad, Grace.
I know.
They're like cuts.
They're like cuts and I literally do not have any clue how
that's
I got
so
them.
That's so weird, but do you not think maybe you got them somewhere and didn't? Sometimes things don't feel as bad as what they actually
but
are.
But surely if I got like two, like they're like big scratches, I would feel
they're
that.
Like, it looks like someone's literally...
clawed me. It looks like
clawed
a cat's
you.
Clawed me.
Maybe Dolly's like been attacking you in
no,
the sleep.
Maybe. I just maybe thought Dolly's that was really strange devil. That I've got those things and I have no recollection.
That's so weird. And
it.
It's like two of them as well in a line. That's a bit weird.
I know.
They're like almost deep enough to give you a scar. They're
quite, I know. I don't know. I literally do not know how I got them.
It's not like a boy's been.
I find that so weird that that's a thing.
What? They scratch each other?
Yeah, but they don't scratch each other, but like always some people like it, like scratching. They do. I find it very strange. I don't know why you'd want to be in pain.
Well, have you been up to something and not been telling me? Is that where
that's what it seems like. I literally do not know how I got the scratch. It's so strange. Like, is it paranormal?
It could be.
Or is it just me not having
any memory?
That's
actually a thing. Like, some ghosts can leave.
I've heard.
But then surely that would have come along with a ghost experience. Like, you would have seen a ghost the day before and then the scratches happen. I think my house is becoming haunted.
Yeah.
I've got two reasons.
I've heard your mum talk about this.
My telly comes on at night, blaring out on a random channel that we hadn't had on.
That makes sense. It literally makes me shit myself.
So someone has to go downstairs and turn it off. And it's always my brother. Like, I don't know how he gets the confidence. Like,
good for him. Maybe he doesn't believe. Lots of people don't believe in ghosts.
I think people would rather not believe in them. Yes. I believe in them because I think too many people have experienced ghost
stuff. I only believe in them because I've seen them. But if I hadn't seen them, I don't think I'd believe in them.
No, because a lot of people are like logical, like to see. But then I just think, well, a lot of people I know have seen ghosts. And I think too many, like I'd say more people than haven't have had like a paranormal experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's why I believe in it, because I think so many people
if
have.
If so many people have seen the same thing, it's like you can't really deny it.
I think people that deny it are low-key scared.
Yeah, same.
I think they're scared of ghosts.
Like my sister, I know rather she's not shit exist. Scared. Because I've told her before that I've seen people in her room and she's shit scared of
see, I wouldn't want to know though if. No, this is why I get annoyed at my mum for keep going on about it, because I'm like, just
stop.
Yeah,
but I'm good because I've seen ghosts when I'm with Grace and I don't tell her.
No, you tell me after and then I'm like, shit.
Yeah, I tell you after because I know it like, makes you shit scared.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, and then another thing in my house. My mum has been hearing, it's like someone's tapping on her headboard and she hears old-fashioned music.
Yeah.
In bed and my dad doesn't hear it.
That is a sign because I've heard that before.
It's weird, isn't it?
Ghosts are freaky. Like, I low-key think our Milan apartment was haunted.
Why? What's happened?
Because
you wouldn't tell me, would you?
No. But, like, so I would go into my bathroom and my window would be wide open. And I hadn't... And this happened multiple times in our kitchen. The kitchen window would be open. I know we never opened that kitchen
Grace,
window.
Grace, that's worrying.
I know. And it would really freak me out because... Not even because of ghosts, but I'd be more worried that, like, why has our window been open? No, we've not opened it.
You should have told me that.
No, but because I know you're making massive drama out
I'm not going to lie. One night, I felt like someone was in our apartment.
Oh, my God. I hate when you do that.
One night, I felt
this is literally, I hate when Grace
I'm
does
such
this.
A devil. On holiday, I was like, Grace, I oh think my God. There's a man in
but
our
no,
room.
So we were 17 in Skiathos in this, like, not
the
very...
The hotel was quite open. Like, anyone could walk up to it and just
it wasn't
try
like
and come
secured,
in.
And it was like an apartment.
And, like, at the time, I felt really safe. But looking back, I shouldn't have felt safe. It was a really old fashioned...
It wasn't
fashioned.
Even in a block. Like, it
no,
was on ground.
You could just walk up to it. Like, there was no gate,
oh my God.
Nothing.
And it was our first night. Like, we were 17. I was asleep. And Grace wakes me up. And she's like, there's a man in our room. I've never wanted to
I didn't
box
even see anything.
This girl.
I think I was just shit staring.
Yeah, but that is such a... Like,
I don't see ghosts.
This
I didn't
is
see
I,
anything.
I said to Grace, I said, if you ever do that again, we're not going on holiday together. Because you can't do
that's
that.
A threat. That's not a threat, it's a warning.
That was a threat. Because you can't do that to someone and be like, there's someone in our apartment. Like, I literally shat myself. I'm 17. You can't
no,
be doing
No, but one
that.
Night in Milan, I actually... You know when you can just feel like an energy? I felt like there was someone in our apartment that night. There was one night.
I had that as well.
And I was scared. And I didn't want to go to the toilet. I went to bed needing the toilet. Because I didn't want to leave the room. I was so scared.
I always went to the toilet. So I must have felt quite comfortable there. Because I'd always
get
up.
But now you said about the window thing... Yeah, but I'm surely, kind of, surely things, if I was thinking if it had been an actual person, surely they would have stolen stuff. Like, nothing was stolen.
No, and it was over the course of, like, the whole month. It wasn't just one day everything was open. It'd be, like, the first week my bathroom window was open. I just thought, oh, it's just a faulty window.
What, and then did you shut it?
So I shut it, thinking it was just a faulty window. And then, like, the week after, our kitchen window was open. I was
maybe
like,
our mum's opened it.
No, I mean,
while
like...
While they was here.
No, I mean, like, the first week we were there.
Oh,
the second
or maybe
there.
The Airbnb lady was coming in to check.
Yeah, but that's
it
just
we
weird.
Out. That's the only thing I can think of other than it being a ghost.
Or the windows were just faulty and just would open randomly.
No, that's not.
That's
it.
What I told myself.
That's
I was just like,
not
oh.
it. You kind
I was
of
like, oh, shit,
a window
windows.
Doesn't open itself.
Yeah, but that's what I told myself because I was like, girl, I do not want to be thinking about this. But I felt really, I did feel quite
maybe,
safe there.
Maybe the Airbnb lady would come in and like be like, oh, this stinks. We need to get a window.
No, do you know what?
This,
the Airbnb lady would probably have done
she
that.
She probably would have been a psycho and done that because she came in to inspect. No, she didn't tell us she was doing an inspection. And then she literally
took pictures of everything in our
it's
Airbnb.
It's kind of freaky.
Yeah, but did we get charged? No.
No, we didn't.
I broke the key. She said she was going to charge me. I've not received a charge, so... sorry, lady, you're not going to get paid for that.
Because we left it immaculate.
We literally
scrubbed it. Because it was so scary. She was like, this is a mess. I'm going to come back tomorrow. It was so, like, nerve-wracking.
I know. She was like, and I will charge.
Because we were 19, they was expecting us to...
have parties.
Have parties and, like... Because they could see all of our details and, like, our passport. They knew our age. And, like,
they probably looked us up online, I won't lie.
Do you think?
Because I think they'd really like us.
No, I think they're old, so they wouldn't do that. I think, like, if it was a young person, they would, maybe. They would look up there. Because I would, if someone was staying in my apartment and like they
I'd want to know everything.
Yeah. And I think I actually would sneak into the apartment when they're out.
Yeah, but how would you know that they're out?
You'd have to like, watch them, which is even more creepy.
And then if you got caught, you would be done for like...
Yeah, because if they did that, I would want like...
Imagine if we walked in our apartment and
she was sat there on
like,
the sofa.
Looking at all
like,
our things.
Oh,
I swear that's illegal.
Because I have access to it because I have the key. Yeah. Which is actually kind of creepy because you could get like a really creepy Airbnb owner that's like a pervert.
Oh my God, stop.
Because they have the key to the apartment.
That's why you have to look at like the reviews.
Yeah.
And if they have good reviews. Like this person had really good reviews, which is surprising because they were actually quite rude.
Oh.
Weren't they?
We always get like an Airbnb story.
Yeah, but to be fair, I'm actually surprised our Paris Airbnb wasn't haunted because...
That one was an old building.
That was an old building
and it was creaky huge. Floorboards.
Huge, but I felt so comfortable.
And I felt safer in that apartment, even though it was bigger and I was further away from Grace. Like in the Milan one, we were literally right next door to each other.
Yeah.
So, and it was a lot smaller. So I kind of, in a way, should have felt safer in that apartment.
To be fair, I think I felt safe in both.
I felt safe in both, but...
Safer.
I think I felt safer in Paris, you know. But then I didn't really... I just don't like to think of bad things because I just think...
No, there's no point.
I just think there's no point thinking about it until it actually happens.
That's what I think.
And if it happens to you, you're just unlucky.
Yeah,
I just think... I don't like to
there's
think
There's no point
worst.
Stressing yourself out.
No, there isn't.
Like thinking about those kinds
no,
of situations.
No, there isn't because there's so much that could go wrong. But then if you don't do it, then you're going to regret it. Like even just like being on the streets of... Walking around the streets of Milan, like there's... You could get robbed. You could get kidnapped. It's like YOLO. Yeah. Like, if you don't live your life, you just stay in a little town, then...
But it's the same with being at home. Like, girl, there's so much, like, so much...
No, so much can happen in your own home. So you've just got to live life.
You just can't think about things like that.
And bad stuff happens, but...
Bad stuff, like, it happens all the time, and you just have to, like, YOLO.
YOLO.
That's literally
Well, that's kind of on topic for this episode, YOLO.
YOLOing.
Because it's a cringe saying, but
it
is...
You know what? It's so true.
It's so 2012... But it's so true.
It's so prevalent.
It's for this day and age as well.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Like, whoever made the saying up, whoever got it tattooed on them.
Zac Efron.
Did he make up YOLO?
This is what we need to figure out because I know he has it tattooed on him, YOLO.
But I feel like people for generations have always been saying you only live once, but who made it YOLO?
I don't... It wasn't Zac Efron.
The same as who made LOL. Like, now people just say LOL, like, ironically. Like, I just go, oh, LOL. But it's not really a word because it means laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
So you saying, ha, lol. It's not really, it doesn't really make sense. It's no. Like you saying, like, ha, ha,
but
laugh
sometimes
out loud.
I get worried when I say it that, like, people think I'm being serious.
Yeah, again.
Same as YOLO.
Especially if you're, like, there's a language barrier involved.
Yeah.
Staying on topic.
Because I always say lol.
A cultural difference. Some people might find lol a bit cringe.
But in my text, I always end it with lol.
But I think people
and
get
worried
now.
About
I think
that.
People get, like, it's, you're saying lol ironically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, lost my passport, lol.
Lol.
Lol. It's like, no, it's a tone you say it as well. It's not, you're not going, lol.
Left.
We're going, oh, I lost my, lol, I've lost my passport.
Yeah.
Like, lol, this couldn't be any worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
you
not
You say
serious.
It, like, ironically, but then I,
but like,
and it's like the emoji, you know the certain laughing emoji that's been.
Yeah. That's now a joke emoji.
Yeah.
That's not a serious emoji.
People kind of use it ironically.
Yeah. They do.
Or use a crying face to show that you're laughing.
Mm.
It's like some people get it, some people don't. It's like a mum would use a certain emoji in a certain way.
Yeah. Like if I did the laughing face, like ironically to my mum, she would think I'm being serious. She wouldn't get that.
Yeah. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't.
But like YOLO, I actually like that.
I like the saying.
But that is this
gap
year.
But it's a bit 2012.
Yeah, but it's so true, isn't it? You only live once.
It's true. And I think maybe we should bring out some
merch.
Sweatshirts with YOLO on it. I don't think anyone would buy it.
Zac Efron was ahead of their time.
It
really
is true, though. The saying is cringe. Like, if you go YOLO, yeah, like, you might wince a bit. You might be like, oh, God, did I just say that? It's true. Maybe we should start saying you only live once. I don't think we should say YOLO.
No, I think we should.
It's a bit easier to say YOLO, so maybe... Does it really matter?
No.
Are we really going to get judged?
No, I don't think so. If you judge, then you're strange. You know?
I mean, it's not like we're going YOLO.
And like pulling out peace signs.
YOLO.
Hashtag peace out.
YOLO, YOLO.
And like chanting it and like doing shots. Like that's a bit much.
That's too much.
But like the saying goes, and especially for this, the theme of this episode, which is shooting your shot.
Shooting your bloody
the
shot.
The truth is, the only word to use it is, to describe it is YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah, shooting your shot. An interesting topic. So many of you guys sent in your...
Oh my God, I think this was the most popular.
Yeah.
And actually, I did a poll and I was very shocked. I'm really excited for you to...
Yeah.
I'm really excited for you to kind of... To tell you the result of that.
Yeah.
I was very intrigued.
Were you?
Yeah, I thought it'd be different.
How many times in life do you think you have shot your shot? Shot your shot or
I've never directly shot my shot. If I find a guy attractive, I'll just try and speak to him. I won't be like... Oh, what's your Instagram? What's your number?
Yeah.
But then I think if like I was in a club situation and we weren't already speaking, like I'd say with Bill.
Yes.
From previous episodes.
Yes.
I didn't go up to him.
Bill from Barcelona.
But in the situation we was in, I made the effort to speak to him.
But you didn't shoot your shot.
And then I didn't shoot my shot. And then he was like, oh, let's go outside and talk. So he kind of then.
But he went up to you. Didn't he?
No, actually, Bill went up to you first.
That's the real tea.
Bill went up to Grace.
Bill got me a drink.
And Bill's friend got me a drink.
That is the real tea. But like, would you say, you wouldn't say you shot your shot with Bill?
No.
I would say so.
So my idea of if I find a guy attractive, I won't just do nothing. But I also won't.
You like getting chased after.
I like to be chased.
You like knowing that a boy likes you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I like the
effort. You like the security of knowing, okay, he fancies me.
Yes.
Before you make any moves, you need to know he fancies you.
But I do... Well, this is another topic. I do think boys like the chase.
Yeah.
They do like... And I think also it makes it... You know then, if the boys, like, made the effort with you, you know that they are interested.
Yeah.
And you know that they're from
That's
the get-go.
That's what I mean. You like knowing they like you before you do anything
yeah.
about it.
But also, like, I'm not just going to... If I'm in a group situation and there's one boy in particular I fancy, I'm not just going to sit there and do nish and bat my eyelids. I'm actually going to go up and speak to him and start a conversation. I'm not going to be like, huh, I really find you attractive. I'll just go up to him and be like, oh, like, so where
What's
are you
name?
From? Like, yeah, I'll just speak to him. I'm not going to, like... I would never.
You're not going to make the first.
No, I would though. This is the thing.
Yeah, but
I've never done it.
And asked your yeah, you've never done
I've never done it.
But you would if you found someone like
but
incredibly
I would.
Attractive.
Say me and you, just me and you was in a club.
Yeah.
There's a group of boys. There's one in particular I find really attractive. Yeah. I'm making a beeline. But like, I'd have to find him like unbelievably attractive.
Yeah.
I would have to find him
like love at first sight.
It would have to be a love at first sight situation for me to do it because I prefer.
Getting chased.
I prefer kind of. Going, it's kind of like the dropping the napkin thing. I prefer going over to them and like dancing and then hoping that they come to me. So really, is that would you consider that making the first move? Like,
no,
but we do it in the clubs, don't we? We're like, oh, they're a fit group of boys. Let's go and dance near them.
Yeah, but that's not making a move. That's just dancing near them.
But in a way, is that not because you're making a beeline for them?
No,
I think subtle things.
To me, like, making your move is going up to someone and getting their Instagram or saying, like, I really find you attractive or something like that.
That's, like, being direct and shooting. That is shooting
your shot.
That is
shooting your shot.
I think making subtle moves count as dancing near someone or going up to someone and...
No, because even when we dance near someone, we're hoping that boy comes up to us and asks what our name is and all of that.
But that's kind of still is making a move because we're directly going up to them and we're out, we're like seeking
them out. So you would do
it
if it was like your love at first.
Oh my God,
if
I was like, wow, like.
He's hot.
He's hot. If I had a feeling, like an urge to be like, Grace, you need to go up to this boy, then I would do it.
Yeah. But it's not happened so far.
And I think I would only do it in a club situation.
It's
I wouldn't
just
do it in
else
a coffee
about
shop.
Clubs.
Because I think
oh, no.
in a coffee shop. Like,
no, I would not.
Then maybe I would. If it was a love at first sight situation, I was like, oh my God, this boy, like he's a man of my dreams. Then I think I would.
No, you would not. I wouldn't. I think I'd rather throw something at them and then like hope they
no,
look at me.
Do you know what I would do? I would drop my tissue and hope that he picks it up for
me. He's not going to pick up your grotty coffee tissue.
No, not tissue, like a napkin. You know, like in the olden days, women would like, drop their napkin and then the boy would like pick it up.
I would
them.
Drop like
that is making your that's old fashioned way of making your
I
move.
Would drop like my card or like something like that.
Yes.
That they would have to pick
it's
up.
It's like when in the school hallway in teenage American movies they drop their
books
and the boy scurries to pick them up.
But maybe I would do that.
So that is I consider that making your move. I don't think that's shooting your shot. I think that's making your move, because you're deliberately dropping your books in the hope that they will go, oh.
And make their move.
Yeah, so you're kind of making in a way.
Mm.
But like, I saw this TikTok and I think it was from like a dating expert or something. It was some sort of video on Instagram or TikTok or somewhere. And it was saying, it was this man and he was like, I think he was a dating expert. I don't know who he was. But he was saying that women have been making the first move for centuries, but they've been doing it in a diner. The woman would drop something and then the man would help her pick it up. Like, it's not a new thing that women do it. It's not like, oh, 2022, women, like, if they like a guy, they shut their shop. But women have always done it.
Yeah, but I think now women are just being more upfront.
Yeah.
They're not just dropping shit. They're actually going up to people and being like, can I have your number?
Yeah.
Whereas but then before, that was never done.
I see it as, for example, I don't know. I think kind of if you like someone and find them attractive but don't want to shoot your shot, there's subtle things you can do.
Yeah.
To
make your move.
Make your
without
move.
Shooting them
like,
short.
Would you consider going up to someone, like, for example, I mean, this happened in Milan, but you went up to someone and you asked for their name.
That's
going to
be the next section, is the actual story time on how I shot my shot.
But in Milan, you did this as well.
Oh my God,
you went
yes,
up to someone.
I did.
So you asked for their name. You didn't ask their Insta. You just went, oh, hi, what's your name? Do you consider that making a move or shooting your shot? Like, do you think there's a difference between them?
No, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
I think making a move and shooting your shot is the exact same thing. I think it's just worded differently. But I think you can do it in more like a submissive way, which is like dropping a napkin. Or you can actually do it in like a...
Like dancing near them.
See, I don't consider that making your move or shooting your shot. I think you're just dancing near someone, hoping they're going to make the move and say hi to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but you're still seeking them out.
Yeah, that's
seeking them out. You're still trying to do something subtle.
I don't know. Let us know, guys, what you think, like the differences. I don't know. This is why I want to hear your guys' stories and see like what you consider making your move. But in the next section, I'm going to be talking about how I shot my shot. Shot my shot, made my move, whatever you want to call it. In the next bit.
In Paris.
Okay.
Story time.
Your favourite time of the podcast.
I feel like I love telling the story. I feel like this is, you're probably going to skip the first 15 minutes just to get to this bit, because this is where we spill everything. We tell you guys our deepest, darkest secrets.
Literally.
We risk sounding like weirdos to the boys involved.
Yes, exactly.
So if any boys are listening.
We risk like lawsuits from these boys.
Do you know what TikTok we made the other day? And it really like resonates with this podcast. It's Taylor Swift is on TikTok and it's the sound. It's going to go on our podcast TikTok. It's the sound, if boys don't want me to write bad songs about them, they shouldn't do bad things.
And it's so true. Well, actually, this one isn't even a bad story.
This is
a good one.
This is a positive.
This is actually really positive.
He's lucky features in this episode.
So this was in Paris. We'd go to this club with this promoter and we would see this boy. And if you watch our vlogs, we called him the Iceman.
Yes.
And I think he should stay with that name.
He's made quite his mark because...
He is so iconic in the vlog.
All of you, like, the comments were bombarded with, give us the ice story.
Yeah.
So we're here to tell the whole thing.
The whole
from the start to finish. Because in the vlogs, like, you get one per,
we have to leave out bits as well because we were still in Paris and I was scared of seeing Iceman.
Yeah, we wasn't sure, we didn't want him to watch the vlog.
Yeah.
I mean, we're moving there, so we might
see him again, actually.
Going to go to that club
well.
Well,
there's only positive things to say about Iceman.
Yeah, there's nothing bad.
But yeah, we would go to this club and we would see Iceman and we would just lose our shit.
He was, well, especially Grace. Like, Grace was like, this man, I thought he was attractive, but Grace especially was like
losing my
shit.
He
is like the man of my dreams.
Yeah. I was literally like, no, but Grace, no, come but on.
Grace wouldn't stop going about him. I would come home from the club and she'd be like, Grace, I have to see this man again. And we went there three times. I think on the third time we went there, you shot my shot. But like, it happened over,
we would just
like,
watch him.
And I had to really psych her up to do it, to be fair.
No, you did not.
No, I think I did, because you wasn't sure whether to.
But going back, so yeah, we would see
he was
him
at
all
work.
The time at this club. Yes, yeah, so he worked there.
And so it was kind of a bit... That added another challenge, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
He wasn't
can
drunk.
You catch him?
He wasn't like a drunk clubber. Like, he was
a
sober workman.
Job.
So the reason he's called Iceman is because he would like do the ice. So he would just walk around this
with
ice
strength.
Bucket.
He'd carry this ice bucket.
What did he look like?
He looked like something out of a 90s movie. Yes. And... To be fair, he did have a mask on, so it could have been a big risk.
Did he?
Yeah, he was wearing a mask.
Oh, shit.
Actually, was it?
I know he wasn't. Maybe once he was, but I remember seeing his face and thinking he was from a 90s film.
Like, Grace was losing her shit.
He had Johnny Depp.
He was
90s energy.
He looked like a 90s
movie character.
Movie star.
And he had, like, this shirt on.
And, oh my God, his the ice shirt bucket. With the, and his muscles, it was a T-shirt, so his muscles were, like, poking out of the T-shirt.
Because he was holding this, like, bucket of ice.
He was so dedicated to his role. He was so dedicated to that job. He would... You could tell he had such good work ethic,
yeah.
Just from the way he was carrying the ice bucket.
The amount of ice that he provided.
Oh
club.
My God! And he was on it. He was here, there, and everywhere with his
passion
ice bucket.
In life.
He was carrying out the buckets. He was.
That was his passion in life, was ice. Like, he had so much love for the
he
ice.
He lived up to his name of the ice man.
So anyway, yeah. So I saw him like twice, and I was just like, "Oh my God, this is the hottest man alive!" I kept like trying to make eye contact with him, but he's busy
some
at work.
Some would say he's the hottest man you've ever seen in
yes.
person.
Yes, he is.
Because it was to this extreme. I think for us to actually go up to someone, it would take
the hottest man.
Extreme.
And he was at this point the hottest man I've ever
and
seen.
And even just for Grace to find a man attractive
is a miracle.
Is a miracle because Grace has she's so fussy.
My standards are very high.
She's so fussy.
As they should be.
Exactly. I mean, I'd say I have high standards as well.
Yeah, but I think mine are to Grace, like
take,
a different level.
But then also, I find that I get surprised a lot of the time at the people you
yeah,
find
you
attractive.
Do.
So I think you're just very picky.
I'm very, very
but, like,
picky.
But there's not one type either. Like,
no, you either make it or you don't. Do
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're just, you've either got it or you don't.
You either got the pizzazz
you've got
or
the
you
swerve
don't.
Or you don't have the swerve.
Exactly.
And that's it. And I think with you, it's not just the looks.
It's
like
not at all.
The energy.
It's the energy. For me, the main thing is swerve. Like, you can be ugly and have a good swerve. And I will find you attractive. Anyway, yeah. So on the third time of going to this club, I had quite a lot to drink. And at this point, I don't think we were ever going to go back to
and
this
also,
club.
And also, it was our last week. I think it was our last...
It was the last Saturday before we were going.
I think it was the last time clubbing. So...
I just kind of thought,
I hate to use the phrase again, but...
YOLO.
YOLO.
No, but that's like, I just thought, I'm not going to come back to this club.
Well, we are now, but we're moving there.
Shit. What do I have to lose? So I went up to Grace. I was like, do you dare me to go up to Ice Boy? Like, do I do it?
I think you'd been tempted the first time and the second time, but you just didn't do it.
No.
And especially then this was the last time you were ever going to see him. And all week she'd been talking about how hot she found him.
Yeah. I think because I found him so hot, I was quite intimidated to go up to him.
And also, I do think because he was so dedicated to his job, it would be hard to catch
him. Oh my
God,
this is
down.
A thing.
And he was busy, like...
And he was sober.
it's not even like...
It's not even like, oh, he's just drunk. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like this sober worker. Like, I was so scared to go up to him.
And also, because he's... I feel like because in a club, like, you kind of assume boys are single.
Yeah, but we didn't
know. You assume everyone's single, but because he's working... You just never know.
I just did not know.
You could have a full-time girlfriend. You could have kids and a wife at home.
I know.
You just don't know. I mean, you could kind of tell because he looks about 20. Yeah. He didn't have a wife and kids, but you just don't know.
You just don't
know.
So I went up to Grace. I was like, right, do I just do it? She's like, just do it. Like, what have you got to lose?
YOLO.
YOLO. What have you got to lose? So I march up to this boy.
The confidence. But this, do you know what, ladies? It's 2022. And if you find a guy attractive, you're never going to see them again. What have you actually got to lose?
It's all about confidence.
What
though.
Have you got to lose? And also,
it's
a lot
all
of the
about
time,
confidence.
Guys are actually quite shy. Like, just because he's a guy doesn't mean he's not shy, does it?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he might just be like, oh, I'm too intimidated to go up to her. Doesn't mean.
And he's working. Like, he can't do
he
that.
Can't. So even if he did find Grace attractive, it was a bit inappropriate. He was dedicated to his job.
We learned more about him as the story goes on. So I went up to him and I was just like, hi, what's your name? He said, Iceman. I was like, oh.
Ice.
I can't
Ice
remember
man.
What I said. I think I said,
the name's
oh.
Ice.
Yeah.
In his French accent.
Oh, yeah, he was French. And then I can't even remember what I said because it was so long ago, but I think I just said, like, where are you from? And then I ended it with.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Not that. But I ended it with, can I have your Instagram? And then he was like, yeah. He gave me his Instagram. And then he was like, okay, I have to go. Like, I'm working.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Enchanté.
So this
kiss him on the cheek. Do you know what that means? Enchanté.
What?
Nice to meet you.
Well done. She's doing
Duolingo.
Duolingo.
For when we moved to Paris.
So I was like, okay, I've got his Instagram. But that doesn't actually guarantee anything. Like, he followed me back, but it doesn't guarantee a message.
No, but didn't he say I wanted to come up with you?
No, this is like later on we found out about this. So I was just like, okay, Grace. I was like, we're like stalking his Instagram. You know us.
And now you've done it once, do you think you would do it again? Like, go up to that one?
I've done it. I did it in Madrid.
Madrid.
Milan.
I've been to Madrid.
Yeah, so then I got his Instagram. He actually DM'd me. How exciting.
So really, like, you kind of then let him... I think once you, you don't want to do all the chasing.
No, no, because I made the first move, I didn't even know if he really liked me, if he just felt awkward and just gave me Instagram. Yeah, because you thought
that would be a sign to then...
Because I made the... Obviously, he knows I find him attractive.
You know what? You were speaking for quite a while. I remember being there like... I was just like dancing by myself so for quite a while.
Yeah, at the club.
So like you, bearing in mind he was on job, he spent a lot of time talking to you, he's
risking his livelihood.
Risking his career, risking his job to speak to you. Like it wasn't just like he was trying to get away, like you did have a conversation in the club.
Yeah, we
while
did.
While he was holding the bucket.
His
bucket
arm
in hand.
Was probably like, so anyway, I got his Instagram, he messaged me, asked me on a date.
A bit of talking over text.
So we went on a date and it was really interesting because I was like, do you get a lot of girls? I was like trying to get all the tea.
Yeah, because I'm intrigued to know if, because he is very attractive.
He's
extremely
attractive.
Girls coming up to him.
But I asked him, he was like.
But then I bet he doesn't go on dates with all of them.
This is what I mean. I was like, oh, do you get a lot of girls come up to you? He was like, yeah, but. And then he said this, he was like, I really get in trouble at work if girls come up to me. And I was like, oh.
So he risked it all.
Risked your life.
This is how we know. And he risked his job and his career.
He was like, I was really happy you came up to me because I'm not allowed to go up to girls in my job.
So he said he found a girl attractive.
He was like, I was watching you all night. And then this is the bit that made me like piss myself laughing. So we met these other boys the same night and we went off with them. And he was like, I asked all my colleagues where you went.
Oh, don't eat.
Because I didn't know where you went. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was just at the toilet.
He was probably for like 4 hours. He was probably thinking,
yeah,
no, you slag.
Yeah, you slag. No, he literally said, he was like, I saw you dancing with this other boy. And he was like, yeah.
It's as if you were going to dance with him with his ice bucket.
That's
sorry.
What I mean.
You're not exactly got
but like, he was clearly watching.
Yeah, he was like, shit, what is she up to?
He was like, who's that boy? I saw you dance with him the whole night. I saw you go to...
controlling.
I saw you go off. But like, this is the life lesson. Is like, if you want to shoot a shot, just do it. Because he literally said to me, I'm not allowed to go up to girls because I get told off by my manager.
And also, it's not even just that. Like, in a normal scenario in a club, you've got to remember, not every boy has good confidence.
Yeah.
Not every boy is... gonna feel someone there. Oh my god, what do they just put their head through?
Yeah,
guys, there's a hole in our what do they go like this? Like,
let me just look.
There's a hole in our studio.
There's a hole in our studio door.
I worry they can hear the whole thing.
No, like it's soundproof. Like a man just poked his head through the hole.
We can hear them, which makes me think, can they hear us?
Oh, don't say that. Imagine they can hear this whole
entertainment
podcast. That's just chatting shit.
They get a live preview.
Yeah, they get a live.
what I was saying is, boys. Not all boys have confidence. No. And a lot of them, sometimes they might be like, because you've got to think, they might be like, oh, she's out of my league. I feel like I'm just going to get rejected. Because girls do reject boys a lot. Let's be real. Like, I'm not going to lie, we're guilty of it. Because if you don't find a boy attractive, you're not going to want to pursue things. And if they
and
come
also
up
because
to
most
you,
boys are creeps as well.
Never rude. Well, no, sometimes we are rude if they're creepy.
If they're rude, then we're rude back.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a lot of the time, boys like will go up to you and like, try and get your number, you'll be like, oh, I've got a boyfriend.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're ugly anyway. Like, that's what they always do. And it's so immature. But like, a lot of boys wouldn't actually have the confidence to go up to someone.
Yeah.
So maybe they have been looking at you and wanting to go up to you.
I think you just have to do it. Like,
but you by making the first move. But I don't think come on too strong, because I think if you're like, so, let's go on a date.
Oh, no. I would
like,
never
I think
say
then
that.
You let them.
Yeah.
You know, if you make the first move by even just going up to them saying, hi, like, what's your name? Where about to see from?
That's what I did. Then I said, can I have your
I think
Instagram?
That's the first step.
Yeah.
Is just going up to them. I would do that. Or dance near them and then be like, where are you from?
I don't know.
I would do that.
I had to have a lot of alcohol to do it. Like, I could not have done that sober. Like, because I found him so hot, I was so scared to go up to him. But, like, in that case, he said to me, my manager doesn't allow me to go up to people. I can get fired for it. So I'm glad you went up to me.
Yeah.
So in that case, it really worked out. And we did go on the date. We had a really nice time. And then I left like 2 days later. So that was the end of that.
Yeah, that wasn't going to go anywhere really.
Can I just say, so I didn't speak to him since Paris, which was November.
November.
And then he DM'd me like a week ago being like, those eyes. And I was like, oh.
Something quite interesting.
And he's put me on his private Instagram story
thing.
So
he's obviously still hung up on you. He's obviously not found another girl at the club.
Yeah, clearly no one compares.
Irreplaceable.
I do think, like, I think he found it attractive, me going up to him.
Yeah,
but
you
I
know
do
what?
Wonder if some boys would find it a turn off.
Do you know whose video I was watching?
Whose?
Amelie Starr. She interviews.
We love her.
She interviews all of these boys that she knows. They're all really hot, by the way.
I know, they're all like...
They're all like another level. Like, get me on a flight to Denmark, please,
I know.
Because they're all really hot.
Like, can we pop the videos?
Yeah. So they say all the time, she'll always be like, what do you find it attractive? Like, she wouldn't even go, oh, do you find it attractive when a girl shoots her shot? They always say when a girl's confident and maybe makes the first move. Like, they say that off their own backs.
But then I do think there's some boys, you know, like some boys that like to be like the manny.
Yeah,
boy.
They like the chase.
No, like there's some twats that like, that would hurt their ego. Being like, like to be the manny man.
Or like, it would be like, yeah, it's
hurt their ego.
I get what you mean.
You know what kind of boy I'm about.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of boy you're on about. I don't think they would ever find it unattractive, but maybe
it would hurt their ego, I think. They're like taking away my masculinity.
But no, but surely it would, they would like it because it's feeding their ego by finding them attractive.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it takes a certain person. It takes a certain girl to do it as well.
Or maybe if you shoot your shot, do they see? I mean, I got a lot of responses actually.
Yeah.
And it made me think like, but boys like to chase. So if you're doing the chasing, is it going to turn them off?
Mm.
But then I also just think, like, what have you actually got to lose? And just because you go up to them and ask them for their Instagram, that's not asking them on a date.
Yeah.
That's not... You don't have to do all of the chasing, because but easily, just make the first move.
Yeah, easily they could give your Instagram, they never message you again.
Yeah, because once you've got... They've got your Instagram, the ball's in their court to then message you. So really you're throwing it back to them.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. But in the next bit, we're going to be talking all about, like, the gender roles and, like, the kind of double standard with shooting your shot that we've experienced.
Yeah.
And all about that. So, yeah, what do you think about the whole, like, the kind of double standards with, like, if a girl does it, it's kind of like, oh, like, you should... Because what did they say? What's the saying? It's like, if he wanted to, he would.
Do we agree with the saying?
If he wanted to... Because, like... Some girls would be like, ugh, don't go up to a boy. Like, that's their thing. Like, if you want
but
to, he would.
I'm also like, part of me is like, well, I would like to be chased. I would like to know that the boy coming up to me is interested, number one, is single, number two. Well, I mean, you just never know, do you?
I mean, they could lie.
Listen to the Bill episode.
Exactly.
number three, I like to know they like me enough. Because for me to go up to a boy, I would have to literally be like, wow. So in my head, if a boy comes up to me, I know that they're wowed because
I know they're absolutely wowed.
I don't mean it like that. I mean they're very, you know, they're extremely interested if they come up to you, because it takes the guts to go up to someone and show you're attracted to them, you know. So then at least then I know that they're like from the get-go
very interested.
I think to go up to someone, I think you've got to be very interested.
I agree.
Not just like dance near them and then hope that they say something to you. Do you get what I mean? To actually go and speak to one individual,
see,
I think
one individual out.
Yes,
but then boys do to be very interested. Girls. Boys go up to like six girls in a night to try and get with them, then move on to the next one. To be honest,
true. But then I think if they ask for your Instagram, they obviously look into
like
carry date on. You maybe.
The whole thing that's like, if he wanted to, he would. It just like gets on my nerves. Because as we've said, he might want to, but I do kind of agree with it. No.
I don't at the same time, because I'm like, yeah, but that saying applies to like relationships and like...
It applies to everything. In this context, I'm like, maybe he wants to, but he can't.
He's too shy.
He's not allowed to because his manager, he's too shy.
He's not allowed to because of his manager.
In Ice Guy's case, he's too shy.
He's gonna lose his job.
Yeah, his livelihood's at risk.
He's risking his career.
Maybe he doesn't think he's like hot enough to come up to you.
Yeah, like maybe you're intimidated. Maybe he doesn't realise how hot he is.
But that's why I think the saying's bogus in this.
What kind of word is that?
I think it's bogus.
Like what does that mean?
It's just like rubbish. I think this saying's
it's
rubbish.
A load of shit.
Yeah, in this kind of context, because I'm like, he might want to, but he can't. You know.
Yes, I do.
But
as
there
well.
Definitely is a double standard where people think you're like desperate.
But then also, I don't want to be the one in the kind of relationship or talking stage or dating stage to put in all the effort and to plan everything.
But see, that goes on beyond. That's not just shooting your shot.
The
that's
initial
beyond.
Thing.
Yeah.
I think fair enough, shoot your initial shot. But I think the interest needs to be shown. I think especially if I shoot my shot first, I think I need to see an extreme amount of interest after that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to be like, are you just dating me and talking to me?
Because
it's easy and because you know I'm interested because it's safe, not because you actually are really attracted to me. Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
I think if a boy makes first move, you know they're kind of a bit obsessed. Well, not really. Yeah. Maybe they're just...
No, confident. I don't think so. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But like, if I make the first shot, I then want to see that thrown back on an extreme level because then I know, you know?
Yeah, I do get what you mean.
Because it's like a balanced thing. In the same way as like if a boy made his move on me, I would then try and show my interest more. Maybe like say suggesting we should meet up because he's made the first move. I think you should both show an equal amount of interest.
Yeah, as long as you have that, like, I'm not being funny, if you shot your shot and then you're putting all the effort into organise the date and all that.
You don't want to be
run the hills.
Run for the hills. I think wait for him then to message you.
If you're putting all the effort, if you exchange
Instagrams or numbers.
Run for the hills. Like, I couldn't be more serious when I say this. I feel like we've had experiences with this. Like, literally running.
Like, where your back is breaking trying to, like, arrange dates.
Oh, my God.
Your back is breaking trying to, like, find times you're free just because he's never free.
Oh, Lord.
Like, it's just a big fat no.
Absolutely run.
From the get-go, you know what they're going to be like in a relationship.
Which is flaky.
Which is a fat flake. And you know maybe they're not that interested. Because I think if a boy's really interested, you'll know because he'll be, like, obsessed
with
you.
If he wants to, he would.
Well, yes, so it kind of is true. I think it's true in, like, some senses, but not in the initial going up to a boy. I think,
no,
you know, yeah. But then actually, it's not just as simple as seeing a guy in a club and going up to him. Maybe you've had a crush on a friend for a long time, like, and you're in the same friendship circle. So it's not just as simple as... But then I think in that sense, you'll know their character. So you'll know if that was true.
Yeah.
But then also you wouldn't, because if they're your friend, maybe they don't want to ruin the friendship, but it's so confusing. Because we know people that have been in situations where, like, they've been best friends with someone, but they've had feelings for them. And it's like, what do you do in that situation? Do you shoot your shot?
Yeah.
Do you think, yeah?
Well,
and ruin the friendship.
Actually, I don't know why I'm saying this, because I've had this experience where I was friends with someone for not a very long time, like a year. And then he made his move and it ruined our friendship. God. And we don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore. Yeah, because he didn't give it up after the first shot was thrown.
I rejected the shot.
The shot was
then 60 more shots were thrown.
The shot was thrown multiple times to a point where it got a bit weird. So the friendship was over.
But it completely ruined the friendship.
So I don't think the friendship is salvageable. I think
you have to sense the vibe. Like, if you sense the vibe from the other person that they also have a flirty vibe and maybe they...
Yeah. But if you know they're a shy person and wouldn't... It's not in their character to shoot their shot with someone, then I think you can.
But if you're getting bestie vibes only from the other person, do not shoot your shot, for fuck's sake.
I mean, the only thing you could do in a friendship situation is, I think the shots could be more subtle rather than going, I have feelings. But then if the feelings are intense feelings, like if you're like basically in love
with them. Situation, it was asked on a date, which I thought was quite intense.
And it was flirty texts, wasn't it?
Was he trying to move
things into being flirty?
It started with telling my friend that he fancied me and then him just asking me on a date.
But that would be a dream situation if you did actually fancy him, though, because I think that just gets to the point, like asking someone on a date.
But what I think is, like, how, like, I know I was giving bestie vibes only, so, like, I don't know how it got misconstrued.
Because maybe he, again, just thought,
YOLO,
shoot your shot, YOLO.
Maybe he just thought,
YOLO. And in a situation where maybe you felt the same, if you did feel the same way, that would be a dream situation, because a date, like, it's straight to the point. It's not like, oh... Like, it's not like silly little, like, hints and then you're, like, confused. It's straight to the point, asking you on a date. He's got his feelings across and he's got his intentions.
It's a hard one because it can, with friendship, it can end it if the other person doesn't feel the same way.
And if it goes wrong and then if you get rejected, are you going to want to be friends with someone that you was... I mean, it depends how intense the feelings are. If you're, like, in love with them, then...
It's like, how can you go back to being just friends?
If they then say, oh, no, I'm not interested...
That's going to hurt.
Then it's going to hurt being around them. So either way, it kind of is going to affect the friendship. But then what if you date and then it goes wrong and then your friendship over?
It's a hard one.
Then it also could go so right.
I always think YOLO. I always think do it, but, like, if you get the same energy back. But, like, even with, like, shooting your shots... So when we went to Milan... I, like, told our friends that, like, oh, yeah, I've been up to a boy before. And they were like, really? Like, they kind of couldn't really believe it, that, like, I had asked a boy to Instagram.
Because it is...
And then and then when we would go clubbing with them, they would find boys attractive. We'd be like, just go up to them. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you? And they were like, what? And we'd like really hype them up to like go up to them. It's clearly not a thing that like
not everyone it wasn't does.
In their thing, yeah.
Not culture, but like, I mean, I think it is a thing in kind of still modern day society. It's still kind of a thing that the boy makes the first move.
Yeah. But let's mix things up.
Let's
change that.
It does all depend, though, on... I think shooting the initial shot, fair enough, but I think you don't want to be doing... You want to feel like...
Wanted. It,
ew.
You do, though. You want to feel like they fancy you.
You want to feel a balance of... You want to know where you stand, you know?
Mm.
Should we read out some things? Because I've got loads to read
Let's
out.
Let's start reading out.
It kind of all, like... It kind of links into what we're talking about.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so I did ask for a poll on my Instagram story, which shocked me, actually. So do you want to guess what the poll was?
Well, yeah, what was the question?
Would you girls make the first move, brackets, ask a guy out?
Okay, I think, because it shocked you, I'm thinking 40% said yes.
Yeah, oh my God, go on, 39% yes, 61% no. But maybe that's because I've put ask a guy out, like maybe you would go up to a guy in a club, but then
that is shocking. I thought more people would say yes.
Same. So it does show that maybe still with
it's
girls,
still quite a taboo
kind of
thing.
Because I just think if you're, it's just a fear of rejection, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've got to remember, boys also have this fear of rejection.
Mm. I think there's still a thing of
you've
like,
got to remember both girls, sides have this.
Girls feeling like, oh, I don't know if I should.
It
like,
is a fear of rejection because you don't want to go up to. It's going to ruin your night if you go up to a boy and he's rude to you, and says no.
Yeah, I'd literally like, make me like
if he looks, you up and down and goes
I would literally die on the spot,
or like just is rude to you, or like just something. I think it would really knock my confidence.
Same.
But then if he was a knob, I'd be like, good riddance. I'd be like,
yeah,
dodge
goodbye
the bullet there if he's rude. So really the worst that's gonna happen is you dodge a bullet. So you know, so I'm going to read some of the responses because it's very mixed. I'd say about 50-50 in the actual, like I've asked for a story time about when you did. Or would you do it? I sent a napkin with my Instagram through the waiter to the table and it worked out. So that's kind of, that is shooting your shot.
That's a very subtle way to do it because you're not actually going up to them.
But then you have given them your Instagram.
That's a good idea. I think I would do that. That's
and then if you don't get a response, you just assume they've got
a girlfriend. You don't have
without
the
actual embarrassment.
Yeah, they're not rejecting you in your face.
Like if you see a guy in a club, or no, not a club, in like a restaurant, it is a bit risky because you don't know if this. But then even in a club, you don't know if they're single.
No.
But like in a restaurant, especially like if they're like you don't want to let them get away because you're.
That's
like,
a really good way of doing it. That's a really good idea.
No, it attracts lazy men who aren't 100% into you. Don't do it.
Oh.
I mean, this kind of does make sense because I feel like, again, as I said, if a boy really, really, really did fancy you enough to actually seek you out and come up to you, then you know they're very interested from the get-go.
I think it's 50-50. I think you have half the chance that that's going to be the case, or you have half the chance that they aren't they're just too scared to come up to you, or they can't come up to you. I think you run the risk.
True.
Like, you run the risk of that.
Someone said, the egg doesn't swim to the sperm. So I say, never chase a man. But that's just me. Kind of true, though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You want the masculine. You want to feel like...
wanted.
You want to feel like you've been swept off your feet.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between going up to someone and asking for their Instagram and then, okay, that's fine. And then, like, the whole relationship doesn't mean you have to be running after them.
No, but how amazing would it be? Right, let's picture ourselves. We're in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. A guy with a suave, like Matthew McConaughey.
We love this film.
A guy with a suave, like his, seeks you out in a bar. That's going to make you, from the get-go, be like, wow. But also, you know, he has seeked you out in the bar and he's come up to you with his best lines.
But in the same
way...
he's
come up to you and swept you off your feet.
If Matthew McConaughey was at the bar, I would go up to him. Not actually Matthew McConaughey, but I'm saying if someone with that amount of suave, I would go up to him.
No, but he's got the suave... he would... come up to you before you come up to him because he's got that. He'd probably see you. Imagine if a guy walks in and makes a beeline for you before you could even see them. You're stood with your back to the bar and he's just spotted you. You're just like looking around. He's made a beeline for you. You've not seen him
yet. But not all boys are like this, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
but does that not from the get-go make you more like...
no, because they...
I would like to be swept off my feet. Like, imagine a guy literally comes up to you.
Yeah, but then they could be like that and then... want you to organise a date, want you to organise where you're going, be like, okay, where are we going?
But that energy wouldn't, would it?
Yeah, but it might.
Because
you just don't know what people are actually
like.
In
the conversation, they'd be like, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to...
yeah, but
that's
talk,
the confidence
talk,
I
talk.
Want.
Talk,
that's
talk,
the confidence.
Talk.
And then they do. That makes a better start than you going up to the boy, getting the Instagram, and then not getting a message in like a week. Yeah, imagine if he doesn't message you after. It's going to just... it's not the good... it's not the right energy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I would go up to a boy. I'm not opposed to it, but I prefer them to come up to me. I did it and I regret it. It's just not the same effort / vibe. Now I know what not to do. Because again, as I've said, the effort, you've put in the effort to start with. So maybe it starts off on the wrong foot. They think that you're going to be putting in the effort all the time.
I would never regret it because I think...
no, I wouldn't.
I'd think, what if?
I wouldn't regret it. This is the positive.
The only way I would regret it though is if they rejected me. If they were like, no, you're ugly, I probably would have to just, like, die.
Yeah, but I don't think most boys would do that. If they didn't find you attractive, they would just go, I have a girlfriend. Because that's what we do. I'm never rude to a boy.
We just say, we have a boyfriend.
I say, I have a boyfriend, and that's the end of it. This is a positive. I made the first move with my boyfriend of 4 years. I saw him in a club and weirdly found myself going up to him. So it's almost like fate. Like, she just felt an urge to go up to him.
Yeah.
I'm asking his name, etc., which is so out of character. So she obviously found him super attractive and felt something...
felt like a fate.
Yeah, because obviously maybe they were meant to be together, but he didn't...
Have the confidence. It felt like she had an urge to go up to him.
We got talking and spent the whole night together. He ended up asking me on a date. See, this is the energy we need. But it never would have happened if I didn't go up to him and say, hi, what subject do you take? So strange, but very glad I did it, as we've been together 4 years now. It's like I knew. So she obviously just felt...
she had that
something. Thing. Like it was fate.
That does sound like fate.
Because it was out of character. She'd never done it before.
She had something like in her
I
stomach.
I think if something's... because a lot of people, they... like, for example, my dad, he felt like something was telling him to ask my mum out. Because they met in KFC and my mum was with her friend. They just got talking. They were on the table next to each other. And then he knew where she worked and he got her number. But I think he called up... I think he went in to see her, actually, because he knew where she worked. She worked in Karamillan. He said there was something telling me to...
yeah.
Bearing in mind she was, like, really drunk and, like, probably embarrassed herself, but there was something telling him...
fate.
...to go in. Yeah, and then didn't your mum see your dad and...
knew she was going to marry him.
Yeah.
So sometimes there is that thing.
Yeah.
Which clearly is the situation here.
Situation at hand.
Yes.
I hit on my boyfriend and now we have a house together and a 10-month-year-old. YOLO.
Yes. So this is it.
Just don't know.
YOLO.
I do think if something is telling you, if this is the man of your dreams, then you have to do it because you just don't know and you really have got nothing to lose. And YOLO at the same time. Like, if he rejects you, he rejects you.
If this is the hot man you've ever seen, just go up to him, for crying out loud.
This really made me laugh because this is literally me. girl. She spelt it girl. The way I make the first move is by looking at a boy. It's his job to do the rest. I love that.
I love that.
You sound like a royal. I literally try and make eye contact across the room at that dance.
No, we both do this. No. We just stare at a boy until he looks at us.
Like the intense eye contact. And we like kind of try and dance near.
We probably look crazy though.
We did this in Paris with the group on the first time we went clubbing.
Yes, we did.
Because they walked in and we were like, they're hot.
So we just went up and
there
danced.
Wasn't one in particular we found hot enough to like go up to them. We just wanted to dance with the group.
It's
of
making
boys.
Me think of like sim characters. Like going up and being like,
like staring at them in the eyes and being like,
yeah. Like busting
and all them other guys that been talking about the way I do what I do.
Like busting our arse yeah. Like next to these Swedish boys, hoping they got on the table.
I mean, it got us.
It got us some drink. That's for
and
sure.
It got us a good night as well. They
yeah,
were quite
it got
fun.
Us a really good night.
I did, but you can tell men like to chase.
Oh, Tim.
Told him, if you don't meet me outside in 5 minutes, I take it as a no. He was giving me the eyes all night and I'd had enough. He met me outside for a chat and the rest is history. I'm guessing they're together.
I can never have the confidence to do that. Like, meet me outside. Imagine just being stood there for like half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Imagine just being like stood like a sim character outside, like waiting for this man to meet you. Like. I could absolutely not have the confidence.
Well done.
No,
I could not have
imagine
the confidence. Like if he was giving the girl behind her the eyes. That would be my fear. Like he might not have even been giving her the eyes.
New fear unlocked.
She might have had like something in her teeth and that's why he was staring at her.
No, but if like a boy came up to him.
Or
like,
she might have had like, I don't know, maybe he was staring at her because she like had, I don't know.
But imagine like a boy came up to you and be like, if you don't meet me outside in 5 minutes, this is the end. I'd be so scared to meet him.
I'd be scared.
I'd be frightened. But good for you, girl. That's confidence.
I think men like when girls ask first. Shows confidence. Men who don't like it are little boys.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
Well, I mean, Emily Starr's video, all the hotties, they say they like girls
yeah,
going up to them.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather die than make the first move.
Yeah, some girls just don't like
but
it.
But some boys do as well. Some boys would wait around for the girl to go up to them.
Mm.
You know, it works both ways. It's each their own.
It's definitely personal.
Why should we have to try? Live by if they wanted to, they would.
See, I don't like that saying.
I think each person can do what they want to do. Like if you would, because you're always going to have, I mean, yeah, you're always going to have someone interested in you.
Mm.
Someone's always going to find you attractive. It's just whether you're waiting for boys to then come up to you and you're waiting all day. In a way, you're kind of limiting your horizons because it's not about just who finds you attractive. It's about who you find attractive.
Yeah, like why should
it's like
we
going
wait?
On dates. Like we used to, I used to really stress to go on a date because I'd be like, oh God, like, is he going to like me? But it's not even that. It's, am I going to like him?
Mm.
You know?
But like, why?
So really?
Why wait around for boys to come up to you?
Yeah, because then you're
you
just
be waiting
going
all bloody
off
day.
Who fancies you.
Like, you're literally like limiting
the man
yourself.
The man of your dreams is out there and he might need you to go up to him for the
he
confidence.
Might need some encouragement. But like, yeah, why exactly. Wait for like a boy to come up to you? Like, why give them that power?
Yeah, exactly.
Take the power back
and it's 2022.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, why should we wait for our dream man to come up to us?
Feminism.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Girl power.
I could tell he liked me, but was shy. So again, she knows his character.
Yeah.
So I asked him for a drink. He's now my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So,
because you can always get a flirty vibe from someone.
Yeah, you just...
You can feel the energy.
Like, are you going to... There's nothing really against it, really. If they're fit, I'll make the first move as YOLO. And if you don't try, you won't get.
Yes.
Again,
sir.
I remark that whenever I'm... So this is what someone's noticed in dating. I noticed that whenever I'm the one making the first move, it doesn't go as well in the relationship. But if the man makes the first move, it goes well in the relationship generally. Girls should attract. So this is just from her experience. Mm.
That's interesting.
But at the same time, it's like, why should you wait around? That's the way I'm going to start thinking. I'm going to be like, well... I'm not going to wait around for someone
like,
that likes me.
So
I want to like someone.
Boys are so
you know?
Flaky.
And I'm not limiting my pool to just who likes me. Like, because
no.
It might actually be, they might not have initially found you attractive, but then the fact that you've gone up
your
to
confidence.
Them. And then once they like get your personality from
yeah.
having a chat with them,
I think
then
boys
they might,
find confidence so attractive.
Yeah.
I think you should just do it.
Because I think also, we always talk about having a swerve. Like you could... Maybe we
have a swerve.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
But
we
maybe
have,
going up
to
boys
gives us a swerve.
I think they'd have one conversation with us and be like,
Suave not detected. Suave not found. We have no Suave, but like, I don't know.
Some girls just have like
a vibe,
like a chilled, like hot sexy girl vibe. Like you can have a hot girl vibe, and we don't. It doesn't matter what you look like at all.
No, it's the same as a Suave.
It's like, the same as an. It's just energy. Isn't
to
it?
Me, Suave like make a man.
I mean, Matthew McConaughey.
He's hot. He's hot regardless. I'm trying to think. Who has a Suave? Like, who's a famous person with a Suave?
Well, like Johnny Depp has a Suave, but he's really hot. No, but it is a thing. Like in person, it's just the energy, isn't it?
Yeah, like in,
and the confidence.
The only person I've ever met who has like, I was in Brighton at a cafe, and the man that was serving us was like a 50-year-old man, so not my type. But he had such a Suave that we all fancied him.
Sometimes maybe like if they've got like a bit of.
He was
cheeky,
so,
like cheeky banter.
The Suave, like even my mum fancied him, and he just like wasn't any of our types look-wise, but he just was had such a Suave.
For example, if we're talking about girls, I think if you have like a Serena, you can have like a Serena Vanderwoodson energy, and I mean she's obviously gorgeous, but you can have that energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you look like. It's just the energy you give off.
Main character.
And boys find that attractive, I think. But also, don't not be yourself. If it's out of your comfort zone completely to go up to someone, then don't do it. Like,
do what makes you feel comfortable.
And I think in that situation as well, because to be honest, I'd be really stressed out. So I'd only do it if, like, I was like, what have I got to lose? Grace would have to psych me up a lot.
Oh, my God. I'd have Grace to like a full pep talk.
Yeah, it'd be like, Grace.
You've got this.
This man could be your husband.
I'd have to really hype you up.
This is the man of your dreams, Grace.
Yes. This is the one.
He could be the one.
That would have to be the situation, though.
But then I think I would do it in that scenario. I mean, with Bill, I fancied him. So I was like, I'm going to speak to him. The only way that, like, this is going to progress is if I speak to him. Which, right back a few years ago, I would never have even, like, started a conversation with a boy. Because I was so, like...
I was like, oh, they're nervous. Lucky. Like, I'm so lucky they've come up to me.
I'd be like, yeah.
Our confidence has grown a lot.
When we were 16, like, but now, like, I feel like I can initiate a conversation. Like, I can go up to someone. Yeah.
But I do think that just comes with confidence. Like, don't be like, oh, I can never go up to a boy. Because it just comes with confidence.
Yeah,
like,
but then also, if you don't want to do it, if you had bad experiences with it,
Then don't do it.
I think it's just personal preference. Yeah. And it just depends on the situation. Don't do it for the sake of it either. Don't just go up to someone because for the sake of it. Only do it if you like are obsessed.
Yeah. But it's been really interesting, this topic. It's been interesting to hear your guys' opinions.
Like, I think this is probably the most responses
we've had. It's obviously a topic you guys are passionate about. We have one more Paris episode next Monday, which is about beauty standards.
The beauty standards and
like comparing ourselves to people in Paris.
Little story times.
Story times about
asking you guys your experiences with it in like different, like moving from city to city.
Yeah, the experience you've had. It's a very interesting one. So tune in next Monday for another episode of Every Blondie's a Brunette.
And we will see you
next Monday.
Bye. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.